From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says a nuclear-armed Iran would be profoundly destabilizing for Israel and the entire Middle East. Gates is in the region for talks on security issues. From Jerusalem, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
This trip marks Secretary Gates' first visit to Israel in more than 2 years. As expected, Iran topped the agenda. Anxiety is growing in both Israel and the U.S. over Iran's nuclear work. The Obama administration is trying to engage Tehran diplomatically, but President Obama has also said Iran must respond to his invitation to talk by September. Secretary Gates stressed that deadline here in Jerusalem.
The president's offer is not open-ended, and then we will deal with the situation at that time.
Both U.S. and Israeli officials say all options for Iran are on the table, including military strikes. Secretary Gates' next stop is Jordan, where he's meeting with King Abdullah and his defense chief. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Jerusalem.
President Obama has opened 2 days of high-level talks in Washington with Chinese officials. Mr. Obama said the meetings could set the stage for a new era of sustained cooperation on issues such as bolstering the global economy.
As Americans save more and Chinese are able to spend more, we can put growth on a more sustainable foundation. Because just as China has benefited from substantial investment and profitable exports, China can also be an enormous market for American goods.
The president also said China and the U.S. both have an interest in halting the spread of nuclear weapons to countries such as Iran and North Korea. Astronauts from the space shuttle Endeavour have completed their fifth and final spacewalk outside the International Space Station. Endeavour set to undock from the orbiting outpost tomorrow and will spend 3 more days in orbit before returning to Earth. Sales of new homes jumped 11% in June. That's the best monthly showing in 8 years. NPR's Scott Newman has the story.
The Commerce Department report says the number of new homes sold rose to an annual rate of 384,000 in June. The jump in sales, along with a construction industry that continues to shy away from new building, helped push the inventory down to an 11-year low. Despite that, the drop in demand continues to hammer prices. The median price for a new home fell nearly 6% in June to just over $206,000. That's down 12% from a year ago. Most economists are reluctant to call the latest data any sort of trend and warn that while the battered housing market may be leveling off, it could bounce along the bottom for quite some time. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stock prices have turned mixed. The Dow Industrials are down 4 points at 9,088. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off 2 points, but the S&P 500 Index is up a fraction. This is NPR News from Washington. Officials in Cambridge, Massachusetts, have released the tape of a call to 911 that prompted the controversial arrest of Harvard scholar Henry Louis Gates.
They kind of had to barge in, and they broke the screen door, and they finally got in. And when I had looked, I went further, closer to the house a little bit after the gentlemen were already in the house. I noticed 2 suitcases.
The caller did not mention the race of the 2 men she said were trying to enter Gates' home. Gates was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge, which was later dropped. Dozens of people were reportedly killed in a series of attacks by Islamist groups in northern Nigeria. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports the violence in the region is spreading.
There have been more attacks on government buildings in northeastern Nigerian states by militant Muslim groups. The police said youths chanting "God is great" launched early morning raids and set fire to police stations in Yobe. In neighboring Borno state, police reported a gun battle with militants. The latest unrest comes a day after violence in nearby Bauchi state. The fringe Muslim sect called Boko Haram is thought to be responsible. The group wants Islamic Sharia law imposed throughout Nigeria and considers Western education, science and culture sinful. Sunday's attack in Bauchi appears to be in retaliation for the detention of some of the group's leaders by the police last week. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
The head of the Obama administration's auto task force says the government wants to sell its ownership stake in General Motors and Chrysler as soon as possible. Ron Blum was testifying in Detroit before a congressional panel overseeing auto industry bailout money. Both GM and Chrysler recently emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.